American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff.
3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Now, this isn't going to surprise you for any of our listeners.
It might surprise me because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not going to surprise you. Trust me.
All right. Okay.
Because there is data out from the FBI's active shooter report.
Okay.
And it indicates now that California, how ironic is this? Because it is the most gun restrictive state in the country.
Okay.
California led the nation in active shooter events or incidents for the five-year period 2020 through 2024 with 25 active shooter incidents. That is more than any other state in the union. Now, pause right there, because if gun control worked the way that it was sold to the American people or intended to be sold to the American people, emotionally, rhetorically, theatrically, California, with all of their gun restrictions, they should be the safest state in the nation. They have a assault weapons ban. They have a high-capacity magazine ban. They have universal background checks. They have a red flag law. They have a bump stock ban. They have sweeping ghost gun regulations. They have a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, gun registration requirements, a concealed carry permit mandate, a limit on how many guns a law-abiding citizen can buy per month, a ban on carrying firearms on college campuses for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed in the classroom for self-defense, extensive gun storage laws, tight ammunition purchases and control regulations. I mean, they have layers upon layers of bureaucratic enforcement stacked on top of all of it. In other words, California has done everything the gun control movement has demanded, and then some. And yet, according to the FBI itself, California leads the nation in active shooter incidents. Now, if gun control works, why doesn't it work where it exists the most? I mean, that's not a rhetorical question. It's a constitutional legal policy question. And the answer is deeply uncomfortable for the left, because what California proves conclusively is that feelings, intentions do not make good policy. You know what does? You know what does?
What's that?
Conservative principles. The Second Amendment does not exist to make people feel good. It exists to recognize a pre-existing natural right, the right of self-defense. It is not contingent on government approval, bureaucratic competence, or whatever the legislative, you know, mood might be. Here's the first truth California refuses to accept. Criminals do not follow gun laws. Because every restriction that California piles onto law-abiding citizens is irrelevant to the person intent on mass violence. The shooter doesn't care about magazine limits. The shooter doesn't wait 10 days. The shooter does not submit to background checks. The shooter does not register firearms. The shooter doesn't ask for permission from a permitting authority. I mean, gun control as practiced in California controls only one group of people. You know who that is?
Law-abiding citizens.
That's not crime prevention. That's disarmament.
Okay, but now, I look at this list from the FBI, and it says California had the most, 25. That is followed by Texas at 22, and Florida at 13, which, given that you've got the three states with the largest population, that kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense, but you also have had a mass exodus of folks from California to those states as well.
That's true, but I mean, California still has the largest population. If this was just a completely random distribution, you would expect them to have the largest number of active shooter events.
But if now, gun control...
Still, that still goes with your point here, that if gun control were working, if California... Because Texas, second largest state, right? So Texas is the second largest state. Texas has very lax gun control compared to California. In Texas, you can open carry. You can walk around the state with a gun as long as you're not next to a school or in a government building or something like that. You can walk around with the gun all you want. You can't like pull it out and point it at people. That's brandishing a weapon, but you can have it on your person. California, you have to be a certain kind of person in order to be able to get a gun in the first place. But if California's gun laws had stopped these active shooter events, you would expect that Texas's Wild West, everybody can carry a gun. Grandma's walking around with Glocks. You would expect that that would lead to more shootings if the theory of the left on gun control was correct. This data simply shows, no, you're still the largest state. You're still having the most active shooter events because the gun control laws that you have in place aren't stopping it.
Okay, but consider the percentage of adults living in homes with firearms.
Okay.
So in Texas, 45%, almost 46% of adults report living in a household with a firearm.
Right.
In Florida, that's around 35%. In California, it's 28%.
Right.
So guns per capita in California...
Much lower.
...are much lower, and yet they have the highest number of incidents with respect to mass shooters.
And it looks like just a ballpark, just looking at the numbers on the surface. I haven't run the numbers, but it looks like you would be within a standard deviation of the population. So basically the expectation of a population compared to Texas and Florida. It looks like you're, if anything, Florida is actually lower than Texas and California in terms of the number of active shooter events compared to the population. So... You know, look, I think if you added in Illinois, if you added in New York into this discussion, I think you'd see a lot more active shooter events in Illinois than its population suggests. In New York, you said that California's got the most restrictive gun laws. I kind of think New York actually has the most.
You think New York does?
I think New York's got the most restrictive gun laws.
That was a pretty extensive list that in California.
Yeah.
I mean, we could certainly look at New York but as well.
In New York, if you want to get a permit to even own a gun, you got to know somebody. If you aren't rich, if you aren't famous, then screw you. You don't get to get a gun. That's just how it is.
No, I get that. But I think it's also important to realize, as most folks do, that California has embraced basically prosecutorial leniency.
Absolutely.
Bail reform that releases repeat offenders.
Yeah, it's not bail reform. It's bail abandonment.
Decriminalization of you know, very serious conduct like, you know,
stealing $1,000 worth of stuff that's no longer a crime in the state of California.
You know. So there's a culture there mm-hmm. in California, too, that I think feeds that. And
yeah.
And that's why I say a lot of folks have moved from California to Texas.
Yeah.
And I think
those aren't the people who are committing the mass shootings. Those are the people like, you know what? I want to be able to raise my family without having to step over drug
needles.
Well,
they should be. They should be.
Yeah. In general. That's kind of who's showing
up. But nevertheless,
there.
If gun control works so well, it should be working in California, and it's not.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. trade deficit dropped to the lowest level in 5 years. That's according to data released by the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis. The trade deficit dropped by nearly 11% in September to $52.8 billion. The cause of the drop was mostly due to an increase in exports, along with a slowing of the increase in imports. Exports rose 3%, while imports only increased 0.6%. That change is being attributed to President Trump's global tariffs and hard negotiations with other countries.
And God forbid that the United States Supreme Court decides that the president of the United States, the commander in chief,
can't do tariffs. They overturn his tariffs. That's going to cause a huge problem for our economy. That's going to be a big issue. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, half of the commercial driver's licenses issued in the state of New York to foreign workers were issued illegally. That's according to an investigation by the Department of Transportation. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy said they're just giving eight-year commercial driver's licenses to people who are coming through their DMV and sending them out on American roadways. And again, they're endangering the lives of American families. Duffy is threatening to pull $73 million in federal funding from the state of New York if they don't revoke all of their illegally issued CDLs within the next 30 days.
And you know, as dangerous as that is, for those states who have motor voter laws,
right,
they're registering these folks. So they're giving illegal immigrants fake driver's licenses, essentially, and then registering them to vote in our elections.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the leader of Black Lives Matter in Oklahoma has been arrested for embezzling $3.15 million. Tashella Sherry Amore Dickerson was arrested by the FBI this week. FBI Director Kash Patel says Dickerson used her position atop BLM to, quote, steal donor money and enrich herself. The money was meant to cover pretrial bail for BLM rioters who were arrested during civil disturbances during the 2020 summer of mostly peaceful protests. But investigators say she put that money in her own bank account and then used it for personal travel to Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. She also allegedly used the money for shopping sprees and $50,000 worth of groceries delivered to her home. Who buys that much groceries?
I think she characterized this as reparations, and she was using this as an example to show if we did have reparations, how well everyone would live.
Everybody gets to go to Jamaica? And
I guess.
We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, a lot of folks say, why does God allow pain? Because there are some times in life where the pain the disappointment is so incomprehensible. The tragedy is so incomprehensible that the human instinct is really only to ask one question, and that is why. Why would God allow such pain? And you look at what happened September the 10th, the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And you've got this nation, you know, mourning his death. Here you've got a young man that was devoted to speech and ideas and persuasion. And he's got this, you know, young family, and his life was just robbed from him. And it doesn't make any sense. And yet, for those who are of faith, they know that God can use tragedy, can use all of what happens in our lives for good.
Sure.
And so in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, Jenny McCarthy has come forward now. You know, of course, she was the Playboy model. I don't know what else she was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The actress.
Right.
But she has now revealed that she and her husband, Donnie Wahlberg.
Right, Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Have become devout Christians since Charlie Kirk's death.
That's not something I would have expected.
She said plainly, without embarrassment, without qualification, she said, "I started Bible study immediately."
Wow.
Now, the question is, you know, I mean, God specializes in bringing good out of tragedy.
Absolutely.
But the question is, how many more Americans, or not even Americans, folks all around the globe,
right,
who were brought to Christianity, brought to the faith, that it ignited that belief?
It's thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands in this country. I've seen that uptick, and it's a good thing.
But Jenny McCarthy?
I didn't see that coming. We got a question here for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what do you do if you're in your late 50s and you feel like you have something to offer, but you don't have a passion?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said...
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, so you got stuff to offer, you just don't know what that is. What do you do?
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing to be at this age, because you realize, I always thought that being in your 50s was old until I got here. And I realized, oh my gosh, I am still so young. But this question came to me from a friend, and her husband's a colonel in the Army.
Okay.
She was FGR. Family ready, you know, she's the go-between command and families.
Okay,
if
sure.
Something happens. This was during a hard time. You know, this was when they were losing a lot of soldiers.
Yeah.
And she said that it became her passion to be that person for families that were at Fort Hood. She became that person.
Oh, and Fort Hood lost a lot of soldiers.
A lot.
Okay.
And so she said that it became a passion for her. She felt like it was a mission. And she said, now that it's over and I'm at this age, I don't know what to do. I feel like I have so much in me, but I don't know what my passion is. And so I started thinking, and I said, maybe passion just finds you, or maybe you just enjoy your every day. And just, she said, my passion now is my family, but I don't know what I want to do in life. And I thought the only time I ever had that full passion was with our nonprofit with military families. I could walk into any door. Mm-hmm. I would talk to anyone. I would ask for money. I would talk to general. I did everything I could to make that happen because I had so much passion about it. And the only thing I feel passionate about now is my children, my mm-hmm. family. But I'm like her. I don't have a passion for anything more. I love this. I feel like this is a blessing. You know, this is probably your passion, is it?
Yeah, this is one of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, quite clearly. This is, you know, I wake up every morning and my thought is, okay, what are we talking about today? And how do we get the message out? And yeah, but it's definitely a calling. But I'll tell you what, I did not want to do American Ground Radio when American Ground Radio started. I did not want to do it. Lewis had been talking with radio stations. They'd asked us to do a show. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But we started doing it.
What was the reservation?
I had done a radio show before that went bad.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I kind of felt like, you know, there's
Worried about it.
Yeah. I don't want to be back in that spot where I was. And we were on, you know, we were creating conservative ground, trying to teach about developing leadership and inspiring voters. And that's where I thought we were heading. And then, you know, this opportunity comes along and a door opens and you go, okay, I'll walk through that door.
Right.
Terry, what do you think about this? Where do you go?
I will say seasonal purposes. There's like a purpose will come into focus,
yep.
You know, like the children's hospital and like the baseball team or, you know, whatever. Something comes along and then I'm like, I'm all in. But throughout my life as a mom, my purpose in life, and I always knew this would be it, was to be a good mom and a good grandmother. So Kevin and I remember this like a couple of months ago, I was watering the flowers in the backyard and I just started crying. And Kevin said, he walked out, he goes, what is wrong? And I said, you know, the kids are all adulting, you know, two of the three are married. I've got this grandson I absolutely adore, and my son and daughter-in-law most likely will be moving this summer.
As he's off to
12 hours away, probably.
Med school or
well, residency. He'll finish med school. And I said, all I've ever really known is how to be a good mom and now a good grandmother. And the little one that makes me a grandmother is about to be gone. They're about to take him away. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he said, Terry, you always find something. Something always comes along your path, and you always jump in, just like, you know, you've done. And he listed some things that I did that I'd forgotten about. And he said, you're just one of those. Like, it'll strike you. You do your thing. You leave your mark, and then you go to the next thing. And I thought that brought me comfort.
One thing it made me think of is what Dad told us, you know, right before Dad died. When I said, was it always your dream to play football, yeah. Terry Bradshaw, to play in the NFL? And he said, no, that was Terry's dream. Dreams are contagious.
Yes.
And you must follow whatever you've, even if it's someone else's dream, it's contagious. Follow it. Do it with them.
That's it.
And that's where I think you'll end up finding your passion again, is just go see where there's a need.
Yeah.
Go look and see where something that you could do. Is there a hole you can fill? And you start doing that, and maybe it's not your passion today, but it can become your passion over time. Your kids weren't always your passion because you didn't always have them, right? They couldn't have been your passion because you didn't have them.
True.
And now, you know, you've gone through this, and they've grown up, and they have benefited from your passion.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what your passion is, my encouragement, go figure out where you can serve.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you find some place you can serve, you will find your passion.
Well, and I will say this, and not to counter that, but my personality is not that. My personality is not to look in the community and who needs to grow a garden, who needs to help.
Right.
It is something that has to come, and God does this all the time for me.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something that comes across my face, my mind, and my heart, and I go, wait, what was that? What are they doing? Mm. How does this help them? Wait, let me know more about this. I'll dive in there and look at it. So that's my personality, is that it'll strike me. And I think that happens a lot with people. It just happens to be the right place, right time.
But you're not stuck at home.
No.
You're out doing. You're out involved.
Yes.
And that's, I think, where you run across those opportunities.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we were talking earlier about gun rights and, you know, how California leads the nation in, you know, I guess what mass shooter incidents.
Right.
And look, don't get me wrong. Gun rights, like all rights, come with responsibilities.
Of course.
And force comes with limits.
Yes.
So this week, you had an Atlanta, Georgia homeowner who shot two juveniles who were allegedly taking packages from his porch.
Okay.
Now, they were stealing these packages. It appears that is undisputed.
Okay.
But the question is, and again, the law will dictate this, should he have shot them? And in most states, deadly force, and shooting someone is deadly force.
Yep.
Deadly force must be justified. So if these, and I'm not justifying what these juveniles were doing and that the homeowner didn't possess the right to protect his property, but if they were running away and you shoot at someone, you're not exercising your gun rights in a responsible manner. And certainly not according to the law, if a jury or a judge were to determine it otherwise, not a legal way either.
Yeah, I mean that's likely true. This is this is part of our problem with our society right now, is that we've raised people who think that it is okay to go steal off of porches, and people are tired of that. And you can't excuse something. You can't excuse behaving poorly. Again, you have to do the right thing in the right way for the right reasons. But you also need to understand that if somebody's stealing off of a porch and somebody else sees them, you are putting your life in your own hands when you start stealing from someone.
And I don't justify this. I don't mean to make an excuse whatsoever.
Yeah.
But when you have a society where crime has been minimized and excused and normalized,
and people are arrested and then they get out of jail because there's no bail, and they're arrested again, they get out of jail. When the vast majority of the crimes in this country are perpetuated by people who have been arrested 8 times or more,
and it's just shrugged off as, you know, that's just the way that it is,
people will get tired. This is where you get vigilantism.
Right. There is an environmental frustration that is bred there.
When the state doesn't protect your liberty, people will start to protect their own liberty, and they may do it by violating somebody else's right to life. That's why the state has to be doing this. If the state doesn't, then people will get out of hand.
And that's why, again, it matters who you elect into office and the policies, because it's not just one decision. It's countless decisions.
It's all of it.
Of our public officials all across our country that breed this type of environment.
Let's dig deep. Okay, we're digging deep. The state of Maryland is considering raising the minimum wage in that state to $25 an hour. Now, this is being pushed by an activist group called One Fair Wage. They posted online, quote, $25 isn't radical, it's survival. $25 an hour. That's what they want to do.
It's survival. Okay.
The Daily Wire reached out to an economist to see what a $25 an hour minimum wage would do to the state's economy. This is Rachel Gresler, a Maryland-based economist. She said, quote, you need these starting wages to be able to step onto the ladder and then be able to climb it. If that first step is $25 an hour or $52,000 a year, a lot of people would just never be able to step onto it. What she's talking about is, in order to get your second job, you first have to get your first job. But you can't get your first job if you don't have any experience. This whole thing, you know, I can't get a job if I don't have experience, but I can't get experience if I don't have a job. Well, when the minimum wage is low, employers are willing to take a risk on people who have no experience. But when you raise the minimum wage to $25 an hour, the very first person you hire for that $25 an hour job had better be good at the job, or you just lost $52,000 a year as an employer.
And, you know, if you're someone out there listening and you're like, yeah, raising the minimum wage sounds great, I really like what that elected official or that candidate is saying, you've got to remember something. When they are mandating a higher minimum wage, they're not the ones paying the worker.
That's true.
The employer is. And guess what happens? And employers respond the same way every time that they are required to raise wages artificially. They cut hours.
Yep.
They'll automate. They'll raise prices. They'll stop hiring. Or they'll just shut down and go out of business completely.
And this stop hiring is the part I really want to focus on, because the people they stop hiring first are the youngest people in our society. So when Ronald Reagan was sworn into office in January of 1981, the federal minimum wage was $3.35 an hour. At that same time, the labor force participation rate for 16 to 19-year-olds, for teenagers, was around 60%, 55 to 60%. So the majority of teenagers in the United States of America in 1981 had a job for $3.35 an hour. You worked when you were a teenager.
I did, but I want to step on top of that point to make this point, is that what folks don't understand, that a job is not just income, it is training.
Right.
And so minimum wage jobs are not supposed to be careers. They're supposed to be stepping stones.
They're supposed to get you started.
They teach you about punctuality and responsibility and customer service and work ethic. But when you raise the minimum wage, you raise the cost of teaching those lessons.
To where the employer feels like they can't afford to teach. They just need to hire expertise.
They stop offering them.
So the labor force participation rate bumbles around 55, 60% like that through the 1980s until around 1992 when Bill Clinton was elected. The number of teens in the workforce drops below 50% by 2000. So we go from 60% to below 50% by the time George W. Bush is elected. Well, The minimum wage stayed at $3.35 an hour through the 80s. It then rose to $4.25 an hour by 1992. So as the minimum wage goes up by almost 25%, the percentage of teens in the workforce starts to fall by more than 25%. And it gets worse in the 2000s. By 2009, the federal minimum wage was raised to $7.25 an hour, more than twice what it was back in 1981. The youth labor force participation rate dropped from around 60% to 35%. And that's about where it's been today. About one in three teenagers has a job.
But why these folks in Ohio,
Maryland. Yeah.
Can't they just look at California and they go, well, hey, if raising the minimum wage worked, then wouldn't California be an economic utopia?
Right, because California raised its minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. And as a result of that, the number of people working in fast food in California has decreased.
Right, it accelerated automation and self-checkout replaced the cashiers. Young people were just locked out of the job market, and it remains so today.
And fast food places just went out of business. See, this is the whole point here. The higher the minimum wage goes, the fewer young people who are able to get their first job. And that work is so important. Lewis, as you were saying, it teaches you how to be on the job. It lets you start saving money while you're still living with mom and dad. Is it any wonder that this current generation says they can't get enough money to buy a home? Well, it's because they couldn't start working at 16. Some of them didn't start working really until 24.
But every time you raise the minimum wage, you make someone unemployable by law. And you don't eliminate poverty, you eliminate opportunity.
Most of the people of this generation didn't start working until their 20s. And it's because we've been raising the minimum wage. Work is important, not just for the money, but for the sense of purpose and self-pride. And we've robbed two generations of that in the name of a living wage. That only postpones young people being able to start living their lives in the first place.
It's not compassionate if you put someone out of a job or rob them of the opportunity in the first place.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee. If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't turn that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so this week, President Trump signed legislation honoring the 1980 United States Olympic hockey team.
Okay, sure. Great team.
The 1980 team.
Yeah.
Now, look, I think this is great.
The Miracle on Ice.
I think this is great. It honors excellence and grit and teamwork and patriotism.
Sure.
That's all fantastic. Yeah. They weren't supposed to win. That's why it mattered that they did.
Yeah.
But this is also vintage Trump.
How so?
Because, look, here we are. What? How many years are we? 45 years later?
Yeah.
You know what he's doing. You know what he's doing.
He's trolling Canada. He's trolling Russia?
He's reminding Russia that they lost. That's right. And not just lost, but they lost at the height of the Cold War.
That's true, yeah.
They lost while the whole world was watching. They lost to a bunch of college kids from a free country who played for pride, not for their state. And that symbolism matters.
Yeah.
And that symbolism is with a capital S. The Soviet Union poured money and power and ideology into that team. It was propaganda on ice. Victory was supposed to prove the superiority of the system.
Right.
And here came a bunch of Americans who didn't read the script. They just played the game and they won.
And not just Americans, but college kids. Because back in those days, the U.S. Olympic team was only amateurs. You weren't allowed to be a professional athlete and make the U.S. Olympic team. And so they weren't. They were just college kids.
So again, Trump signs this law honoring the 1980 hockey team.
Yeah.
He's celebrating American greatness. He's honoring real heroes, whether intentionally or not. He is now also giving Moscow a gentle but unmistakable nudge. Remember Lake Placid? Remember when you were unbeatable? Remember when you weren't?
Donald Trump is the troller in chief. He is the best person on the earth at trolling someone.
But it's not mean-spirited. It's history.
I mean, yeah. But did he have to do it? He didn't have to do it. But he did. But yeah, look,
He's reminding Putin that we're winners and they're losers.
And that is not fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported and it's true.
That's right.
And then fake news, it was reported but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news? Well, that's just us making it all up.
That's right. Okay, and this week, if you tell us what your score was, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. You can also go to our Instagram page, and you can tell us what your score was there either way. So
yeah, absolutely. It could mean the difference between getting what you want for Christmas and getting Kohl's
because
in your stockings.
We are sending the scores to Santa. All right, first one. President Trump directly fueled death threats against Marjorie Taylor Greene. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Well, of course, that is fake news.
That's fake news. That's right. The Biden administration allowed 18,000 terrorists into the United States. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That is real news, according to the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center.
Iran and Egypt will be playing in a Gay Pride Day match in Seattle during next summer's World Cup. Real news, fake news, really fake
that
news?
That is real news.
That is real news.
It's crazy.
It's hilarious. The European Union makes more money fining American tech companies than it does taxing European tech companies. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That is absolutely real news.
Ridiculous, but real news.
But it kind of explains why they're trying to fine all the American tax companies, American tech companies, because the American tech companies are making money and the European ones aren't. People in Canada, Britain, France, and Germany think Donald Trump is a stronger and more decisive leader than their own elected officials. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
100% real news.
That's absolutely right. About 50% more. Luigi Mangione is too stunningly handsome to stand trial. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's fake news.
That's really fake news. Yeah.
There's plenty of women all across this country, maybe some men, but they all think he's just too handsome. He shouldn't be prosecuted.
So global warming slows intellectual development. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news. This was a study done by climate zealots in New York, but they only looked at youth education achievement in temperature in a bunch of third world countries. They didn't take into account any other variables like wars or economic development.
Okay.
The ARC of the United States is demanding that President Trump stop comparing their clients to Tim Walz. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Yeah, that's right. This week, a Nigerian prince was scammed by a Somali immigrant. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
Yeah, that's really fake news. We're gonna go with that. Zohran Mamdani's win in New York proves Jasmine Crockett can win a Senate race in Texas. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is absolutely fake news.
That's fake news. Jasmine Crockett said that.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett has never advocated for political violence. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is also fake news.
That's fake news. Jasmine Crockett also said that. No Democrat has ever advocated for political violence. Yeah, real news, fake news, really fake news?
Oh, she said that too.
She said that
too.
That's
fake news.
That's fake news as well. How about this? The Trump administration is giving pay raises to Amtrak workers by taking money away from Amtrak executives. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That is indeed real news. And then we also have, let's see, how much time we got left? Okay. All right. Yeah, we still got time.
I'm just blowing through these.
You're doing great here.
Amazingly well. And the one that you say I got wrong.
We're going to send that to the judges.
I'm going to contest that.
How about this? Families in California haven't been able to build gingerbread houses this season because they're still waiting for their building permits to be approved. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Okay, that's really fake news.
Yeah, that's really fake news as
well. It could be true, depending on the
And this last one, the University of Michigan has named Marco Rubio as its interim head coach. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Can't be the same Marco Rubio. I'm going to go with real news because I feel like you're trying to
trip me up. It's really fake news. That's that meme that Marco Rubio's got too many jobs.
Oh, okay.
That's our game, kids. Go to our Facebook page. Tell us what your score was.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee? Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana. They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about how life is sacred, not because government grants it value.
No, because God gave it value.
God does, yeah, right?
Right.
And today in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, signed a bill legalizing assisted suicide for terminally ill people.
Okay. Now, they did that in Canada.
Well, about
15 years ago. And then they've slowly eroded it down. And now, if you're just sad, you can get a permit to.
It's expanded in Canada. For example, people with disabilities, people with chronic conditions,
yeah.
People, as you pointed out, people struggling with mental health
depression.
Issues.
So,
I mean, it's a slippery slope that ends up becoming a free fall.
And it's not just a hypothetical slippery slope. Canada has shown exactly where this goes. This goes from just poor people, old people who are dealing with cancer, to young people
it's terrible.
Who just give up on life.
Well, and Illinois becomes, with this new law, becomes the 12th state in our country. You know, Billy Graham said, the measure of a society is how it treats its weakest member. And by that standard, laws like this are an indictment. They tell the sick, the suffering, that their lives are negotiable.
And we've got to say whoa. Oh, wow!
When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Well, we were talking earlier about the importance of work. Here's some words of wisdom about work. Chris Bulwich, the only difference between dreams and achievements is hard work. Thomas Edison, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Theodore Roosevelt, far and away, the best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. And Vince Lombardi, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, success isn't always measured in dollars.
No.
It's the progressive realization of a worthy goal. So work at it.
And when you do, make sure your pursuit of happiness brings you joy.